South Beach Dance Party. Anthem Backtracks.
Is Martha there, please?
Speaking.
Martha Walsh, this is Marky G from South Beach Dance Party. What's up, girl?
Marky G, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again. I haven't seen you since Pride Fest.
Yes, it's been a while.
You rocked a lot of socks that day.
Hey, I had fun.
Good. Well, guess what? We got a brand new show going. Of course, I just told you it's called South Beach Dance Party, and one of the features on the show is called the Anthem Backtracks. And guess what? We're featuring you on our Anthem Backtracks.
Okay, that's cool.
So where's your career at? Tell us what you're doing.
Hey, trying to work and maintain. Doing a lot of benefits. Just trying to stay out there.
Yeah. Anything new coming?
I'm hoping probably within the next 6 months, another single out. And see what happens. I'm kind of leaning towards some more gospel house stuff.
That's hot. I heard some of your gospel house stuff. It's really pretty.
I'm glad you like it.
So tell us about some of the inspiration behind songs like Strike It Up and It's Raining Men.
Forget Raining Men. I mean, that was a total surprise to me.
Why?
Well, with the Weather Girls, when we were asked to record it, Paul Jabara, who wrote the song, he really begged and pleaded for us to record the song, and we kept saying no, we didn't want to do it. We just thought it was just a fluff song, you know.
Yeah.
And we finally went in the studio and recorded it in about an hour and a half total, and just walked out of the studio and said, okay, Paul, we did it, fine, go ahead.
An hour and a half to have a hit of that magnitude.
Yeah. The clubs just immediately embraced it. So it was a hit in the clubs long before radio ever picked up on it.
How about Strike It Up?
Well, Strike It Up, it was just one of those songs where it seems like the sports world kind of took to it. You know, you hear it in a lot of basketball games and things like that. So what can I tell you?
All right, I'll tell you what. I want you to intro the song for me.
This song was a huge surprise to me, but it was recorded under the name Black Box, so that's what a lot of people recognize it under. But here it is, Strike It Up, on Marky G's South Beach Dance Party on Y100.7, Miami's number one hit music channel.